Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, Mr. Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. It's networking on the radio. It's networking on the radio. Networking that you never, ever, ever can enjoy because we do it like no other person on this planet does it. We give it to you straight talk, no chaser. It's information that's hard to swallow, but good to know. When you come on this show, you get it from the horse's mouth. We give it to you where the ghost can get it. And we're talking about an upcoming event. We're talking about the birthday celebration of Russell Price. It's a big one. It's going to be August 24th, Thursday, at Willie K's. It's going to be at Willie K's restaurant. So what you want to do is you want to get there early because it's going to be a monster. If you're not there early, you're going to miss out on the festivities because Lottie, Dottie, and everybody's going to be there. So you need to be there also and make sure that you come on board. I'm going to be 69 years old, but I'm going to be celebrating life and the essence of people I know and the Black Card holders and the Be There magazine readers. We're getting ready for Congressional Black Caucus weekend, which will be Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We'll have a big suite at the Henley Park Hotel. If you don't have your Black Card, go to www.bethermagazine.com and click on the Black Card. On our newsmaker line, the one and only Christy Johnson. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Christy Johnson. I'm from Finding Your Desk. We are a domestic violence and suicide prevention organization.
I just love what you're doing, Christy. You are phenomenal at what you're doing, and you take it so seriously. We are truly about stopping domestic violence, suicide, homeless veterans. We're about stopping businesses from closing. Tell us about your trip to London.
Wow, that was such an amazing trip. I learned more about the international culture when it came to food, when it came to different personalities, and just basically how they live. I'm talking about I can see why and understand why there are so many immigrants who want to transfer over to the United States. I mean, when you are there, you are right in the midst of what they go through every day. And when I say that I can see, understand, taste, I can just feel in my soul why so many immigrants want to migrate over to the United States. I'm telling you, I know why. And the reason why I can feel it, I can see it, and it resonates through my soul is because the way that the culture is set up over there is set up as a failure. I mean, when it comes to the different personalities, how they communicate with each other, even with us coming in as being, for us as being foreigners in their country, the communication is off. So when it comes to them understanding and resonating how to love each other and how to treat each other, that's totally lost. And that's one of my main reasons of why I am on this international mission. That's why, because I have to bring it to them straight, one-on-one, forward to them. I have to get it into where they can see it themselves and so they can taste what I'm tasting because it's awful.
Wow. I tell you, to go international, It's phenomenal to be domestic violence international. What, Tristan, there's enough domestic violence right here in the United States. What made you go international?
Well, I went international because, you know, I started here in my own country, right here in my own state of Maryland. And, you know, I went in with all type of good ideas, business plans, different programs that I created, internships and things that I've done with various universities related to domestic violence. And for some reason, it seems like that no one was really interested. And so if you don't want to hear me here, I'll take it international, where someone international will hear me, where someone international will understand that their country needs help when it comes to saving lives and preventing deaths related to domestic violence and suicide. And like I said, I am climbing mountains. I'm climbing skies. I'm climbing anywhere that I have to climb. If I have to go outside and climb a tree, I'm going to do it so that everyone can understand that I'm on this mission to save lives. Taking lives due to domestic violence, we have to stop it. We have to decrease it, and we have to educate people about what it is when you are mentally, psychologically, and sexually harassing, intimidating, and abusing individual lives.
Excellent. What, in your opinion, drives or makes an individual want to domestically violence another individual mentally, physically, emotionally, psychologically, to the point where it either causes grave harm or it causes a disability of their mental state, breaking someone's self-esteem down? What causes another human being, in your opinion, to want to do something like that?
Well, I have two opinions. One opinion, I would say, is where I created this educational course on broken wounds. Broken wounds start in the inside of the mother's womb when she's pregnant and carrying the individual before it's time for them to start developing and grow into the fetus. So it starts there first. Then once they arrive into this world, they've arrived into another community of broken love, unhappiness. And so that person grows up with knowing and feeling that they don't know their own self-worth. They're not taught how to love properly. They are experiencing various emotions. And the number one thing that I find about men who abuse, men feel intimidated by other men and by a strong woman. And so when it comes to domestic violence, if they have a woman that they feel that would look at another man in another way, because you have to remember now, they already had low self-esteem. They're already broken. That man going to tear that woman down as quick as he can, keep her in that situation because he don't want her to leave.
Order.
Right. Excellent. You just came back from London. How many days did you stay in London?
I was there for 7 days, one whole week.
And that was the seven.
And totally purpose for going there was to involve domestic violence and get it to another global aspect.
Yes, yes. And I also have written a book about the violence women and children endure in London. And so the book is From Rattle to Recovery, The Faces of Domestic Violence. And the purpose for this book is to educate those that are in London about the number of phone calls that a police department receives in London. And that is every minute the police department is receiving a phone call related to domestic violence, every minute. And also in the book, there are stages of recovery for women and men who are living free of abuse but still can't find their way to become happy and to live satisfactorily away from violence.
I want to bring somebody on.
What is a random number?
Carolyn, you're on the air. Carolyn.
Yes.
Carolyn?
Hi, I am just so pleased with hearing everything that's going on. This is a powerful show and so necessary because domestic violence is the leading cause of homicide murders in here in Prince George's County, and we certainly want to eradicate it. And I just admire you, sister, for your powerful stand, and I'm just happy to be on the front line with others who really understand how imperative it is that we get to the bottom of what is called causing this domestic violence. So thank you.
Christy, I want you to know who that is on this line with you right now. This is Carol Washington. She is a front runner for domestic violence. When I heard about you and when you came on the show for your first interview, you were so powerful. But then I realized you were leaving to go to London to eradicate domestic violence in London. You are serious about this, and that's why I wanted you to meet her. Tell her a little bit about yourself right now. Tell her who you are and what you do.
Well, my name is Christy Johnson,
okay.
And I am a motivator, innovator, and a leader of decreasing and hopefully ending domestic violence nationally and internationally. I began my organization, Finding Your Destiny, because my daughter, Destiny, at the age of 19, was murdered and hung in a closet by her abuser. And the injustice that I received from the justice system was so out of control and so painful and hurtful, to where I felt like that I was being abused and murdered through the justice system. So I had to take a stance and realize that what God told me, he told me that I've chosen you to do this, and mm-hmm. that I've already answered your prayers. So he told me not to worry about what the justice system is doing and not to worry about Destiny's abuser, because he says he's already answered my prayers. Just do what he asked me to do. And so God asked me to start this organization, Finding Your Destiny. And he asked me to do the work that I'm doing, and that is creating programs, educating, and traveling around the world to save lives as well as create programs internationally. So I'm doing exactly what God asked me to do, and I love it. And I wouldn't do this for, you know, if someone gave me $1 million to say, look, you could just stay at home. You don't have to worry about domestic violence anymore. No, you have lost your mind. I'm going to do this because, you know, I know what it takes. And so if you don't have what it takes to go in and to, you know, mentally put yourself in these situations to understand what these women and children go through, as well as men, you know, you mm-hmm. could not do this work properly. Mm-hmm. And one thing about it is that God put me in a induced domestic violence stage. And so he told me that I'm going to put you in these various domestic violence stages. Once you come out, then you will know exactly what it is to be domestically abused. And so when I came out of those stages of that induced violence, oh, I knew how it felt, I knew how it looked, and I could even taste it. And so when I am now speaking to men and women, I can spot them in the room, I can spot mm-hmm. them a mile away, because mm-hmm. I know now, I know who they are.
Yes.
You and
wow.
Carolyn, you would be Carolyn at my birthday party on Thursday. But I knew it had to be an opportunity for y'all to either hear each other or talk to each other, because she can hear the passion in your voice like I heard it.
Mm-hmm.
You are really serious about domestic. I've talked to or interviewed a lot of people who do domestic violence programs, et cetera, et cetera. But the minute I heard you and the minute I saw your cause and your dedication, the only other woman I knew that was that passionate about domestic violence was Carol Washington, and y'all have to meet. You have to meet, because the two of you together, what you're doing globally, internationally, domestic violence wise and the United States can only help each other. So it's a pleasure and honor having a newsmaker line. Carolyn, tell her who you are now.
Wow. Well, I got to tell you, Russell, you were right on point as always. Sister Christy Johnson, you have really shown me me because everybody that is saying that they are advocates don't have that passion, and I am sorry about your daughter, Destiny, but finding your destiny, your daughter's life, and the legacy that she's left and the lives she's going to be shaping and changing and educating. I'm just so honored to have met you and so impressed with your heart. And again, Russell said it best, your passion. I have been doing domestic violence work probably for over about 15 years, and it all came from years ago losing a family member who was a murder-suicide case, and my mother, who was one of the strongest women that I've ever known, had broken down and was in tears, and she couldn't understand what had happened to my aunt. But the bottom line was the fact that God was setting it up right then, because since that time there were several other instances of things that have happened in my family and close circle, and I did not sign up for this. I was in corporate America. I loved my life. Everything was cool, and I had a call to help empower women, and under all of the different layers of hurt and pain from sexual molestation to rape and all these other things, there was screaming at us domestic violence. So what we do is we do a lot of work in the community in terms of helping women with resources, like we just did backpack drives for women who are in shelters as a result of families in domestic violence situations. We do an event called Silent Tears No More, where we've had so many people to come and learn more about domestic violence and light a candle. And I hope you'll come this year in memory of those that they loved and lost to domestic violence, and they tell their story, and we say their name so that they will continue to be in the hearts of those who wonder, it can't happen to me. So thank you so much, and I love your work.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much.
You will be there. Christy,
yes.
Definitely, you want to be there. You want to be there in October for No More Tears. Tell us about what you have coming up, Christy.
Yes, October 6th is Destiny's birthday, and as we know, October is National Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and on Destiny's birthday, we are celebrating her as well as we're celebrating every person that has lost their life to domestic violence. That includes women, men, and children. And we're opening heaven on October 6th. I've already then spoke it. God and I are on the same page with making sure that we are opening heaven on October 6th. And the event is at the Baltimore Urban League, and it starts at 6:30 to 10:30. And we are still in the process of selling tickets. So if there's anyone out there who wants to celebrate any person that they know, and I'm opening this internationally as well, so the person doesn't have to stay here in the United States, and they doesn't even have to be someone who has lost their life in the state of Maryland. So that means any person you know that are still alive or that has lost their life. So any person we are celebrating, and it doesn't have to be just one. If you want to celebrate multiples, we are opening it up for that as well, because it is not their fault that they were murdered by domestic violence, and so we're sending everlasting love and peace to them in heaven.
Opening up heaven, that's serious. Now, the concept is really good. You're going to open up heaven on October 6th, and you're going to send love directly to heaven for people who have lost their lives in domestic violence. Carolyn, give us your take on that concept.
I love it because certainly we do a Say My Name ceremony, but I love the fact of opening up the heavens because we know that they are angels here on earth protecting and guiding our way. They are just temporarily gone physically but spiritually so alive. And I thank God for your daughter, Destiny, and I thank God for you and the light that you're shining on the world about domestic violence so that others may live.
Thank you. Yes, yes.
And, Christy, you are phenomenal, Christy, at what you do. And you haven't been doing it that long, but the period that you've been doing it, you've made more impact and more what I call awareness than people who have done it in some cases for years. I've been a domestic violence advocate. I've been on this front line trying to help domestic violence. I wrote 2 books, et cetera, et cetera. But when I heard your voice, when I knew when you immediately bought the black car, I knew, and now you're going to be in the black car suite, but I knew that you were someone who seriously cared because I've been around Carolyn Washington for years, and she's been out there pushing this line. And there's people around her that are truly soldiers or foot soldiers, and they're warriors for their domestic violence. But you, I called her immediately after my first show with you. I said, you've got to meet this woman. You've got to talk to her. But now that she's that she knows that you're the real deal. You are the real deal. And that's what we're going to do. So give us your closing statement. We're going to close this show out, but give us your closing statement, Christy.
Well, I would like to invite every person, man, woman, and children out tonight. Tonight I will be at Greater Beulah Baptist Church, located at 6056 Central Avenue, and that's in Capitol Heights, Maryland. It starts at 6:30 to 8:30, and we are opening a discussion tonight for women, men, and children that want to learn more about domestic violence, as well as a men program that I have created that I will be bringing to the community because I want to educate men as well and teach them about some of the things that they have experienced that has brought them into the volatile stages of where they're at. That way they can learn how to love themselves properly and understand how to love a woman in the way that God says that we should love a woman.
Give us your number, how I can touch with you, and your website.
And my website is www.findingyourdestiny.org. And you can also reach me on my cell at area code 360-672-8278. And again, I'm Christy Johnson, and I love you.
Excellent, excellent. Carolyn, do you have any closing statements?
I just want everybody to support this woman, and she is so powerful that we have to rally around her. And I just want to emphasize how important it is, the work she's doing, and the fact that she is including and involving men, which is a key component to the total healing and restoration that we need in our community. Let's round ourselves around this beautiful sister with this light that is illuminating for us to come together, finding our destiny, finding your destiny. Let us support this mission. I am so pleased to meet you, and I look forward to seeing you on Thursday. And I want to promote this today on my social media as well. So thank you again for all you do. May God continue to bless you.
And thank you very much.
This has been the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. It's networking on the radio. Be more than a go-getter. Be a go-giver, and I'll see you on Thursday. I want you to witness the 69-year-old man's eyes. I want to see you. We'll see you at Willie K's. And remember, if you say something 3 times, you can't forget it. The black card, the black card, the black card. Now it's in your head. It's in my head. Go to www.bethermagazine.com and click on the black card. See you tomorrow morning.